You've really changed. You sure are different. I like it. Hey, everybody. This is B on Dot Paul Podcast. Stuff about stuff. So, I think most of you have heard that before from people you know and who love you, that you have changed. Typically, that's a good thing for most people. I think other folks will say that to you when they're pleased with the new you, quote unquote, new you. And it's interesting when you hear that. You may not think you've changed, but the people around you have. So, you know, it carries different meanings, you know, depending on the context and the tone of which it said, obviously. So it can be a positive change. When said in a positive context, it can indicate the person has grown, evolved, and improved in some way. This might be related to personal development, you know, ongoing challenges in achieving personal goals. Negative change, obviously. In that negative context, you know, this phrase may suggest disappointment or concern about a person's behavior or actions. It could imply that the person has shifted in a way that is not aligned with the speaker's expectation of values. I've had that happen and the positive one happen. And neutral is sometimes you have changed just might be said in a neutral tone, simply acknowledging that the person is different from how they used to be. Observation may not carry any judgment or whatever the change is, good or bad. Conflict or estrangement. In certain situations, the phrase could also be used as an accusation, highlighting perceived negative shift in person's behavior that has affected a relationship or dynamic. In whatever case, I think people change naturally, and they grow and experience life. I can say this is a fact in my life. I have changed. I'm not the same person I was 6.5 years ago. I'm not the same person I was 60 years ago or 20 years ago or name a number. And probably a year from now, I won't be who I am now. So that goes without saying. There are personal experiences, relationships, circumstances, self-reflection that can bring on change and change that other people see in us. It's important to be open and honest about this and communicate these statements if brought up in a conversation. It can, it can provide an opportunity to understand each other's perspectives and feelings about this observed change. So something I've been thinking about, and I hear things, I read things, I observe things. I typically take notes, and then I go back, and then I do a little research, and then I come to the Dot Paul podcast, Stuff About Stuff, I like to talk about them. So this concept of good people turning bad, this is complex, multifaceted topic. It's been explored psychology, sociologically, and other fields. First, the phenomenon where individuals who were previously considered morally upright or ethically engaged in behavior that is considered, normal, then they turn and they go to the unethical, harmful, or immoral. That transformation can occur for a variety of reasons and is often influenced by a combination of internal and external factors. Some of these factors can be, the situation and context. People's behavior can be heavily influenced by the situation and context they find themselves in. I know this all too well. Certain situations may, exert pressure or create incentives that lead individuals to act against their usual ethical standards. That happens, and it's a shame. Social influence, influence of peers, authority figures, social norms can impact individuals' behaviors. People might conform to behavior of a group or a mob, if you will, and that goes against their personal values. Psychological processes such as cognitive dissociates. I have no idea what that means. This was a bullet point in my research in this, where individuals experience discomfort with their beliefs and actions or inconsistent can lead them to rationalize and justify unethical behavior. So, okay, yeah, you think ABC is right, but you do XYZ because you're at odds with that, and XYZ is actually wrong and not ethical, and you're stepping away from your norm. That has not happened to me, but the other two I was talking about did. Stress and trauma, personal hardships can sometimes lead individuals to make choices they wouldn't normally consider. And they're seeking relief or control from those stresses and those traumas. Dehumanization. When people perceive others are less than human, are just as mere objects, they have become more willing to engage in harmful actions towards them. I see this every day. I read this every day. Society is upside down, if you ask me. And I see that, and I see people teaching that. And it's very, very concerning. Desensitization, exposure to repeated violence, negative behavior, especially in the media, can desensitize individuals to the impact of such behavior and make them more likely to engage in it in themselves. So, that's the whole argument they made in the 80s and the 90s about, violent video games is, these kids are playing these games and they're going to go out, and when they're asked to do something or they do something themselves, they don't think it's a big deal because they're in a video game. I think for some individuals that can be true. I think most of us, our heads are screwed on right, and that doesn't happen. Thank you, God. But repeated violence can totally turn you violent, repeated violence and being around it and embracing it. And that happens. Personal gain, the promise of personal gain, power, material benefits can lead individuals to compromise their moral values in pursuit of these rewards. So, yeah, I'm just going to cheat this once on this, on my income tax, and I'm not going to pay that $10,000, and everybody does it, and you justify it, and then later on you go to federal prison. Lack of accountability. Individuals believe they won't face consequences of their actions. They might be more likely to engage in unethical behavior. I see this, in social media, they call them, keyboard cowards. There's no accountability. You have a pseudonym, Mr. Man 27, whatever it is, and you can say whatever you want to on any of these platforms, and most times no one says anything. And if you do get banned, you just come back for another account. Who cares? Keyboard cowards are everywhere. Gradual erosion. Sometimes ethical standards can erode over time due to repeated small compromises, leading individuals down the path they wouldn't have taken initially. That happens over people's lives. I have grown up with people and I don't know them anymore. They are totally different people than the people I knew. And wow, you've really changed. So it's odd how over time people get crusty. Justification, people can find ways to rationalize their unethical behavior, believing their actions are for the greater good, or the end justifies the means. There's a lot of people like that living in the world now. And a lot of people don't believe in God. They're atheists, agnostics, whatever you want to call it. And they just think all of this is, when it's over, it's over. We're going to do whatever we want to. So that's their justification. And you see it and you hear about it and read about it in the news every day. So people are complex. Their behaviors can be based on circumstances they find themselves in. Additionally, this phenomenon does not mean someone's entire character has changed, irreversibly. People can reflect on their actions, seek help, and work towards ethical behavior once again. So you have to understand this ain't good people turning bad. I am familiar with good love going bad. I've had that happen. I've seen that happen to other people, and it's a shame. Sometimes bad people will turn good. People who were unethical, harmful, immoral, transform and become more ethical and have more positive actions. With self-reflection, people who have engaged in harmful behavior might eventually reflect on their actions and realize the negative impact they've had on themselves and others. And self-awareness, and that can be a catalyst for change. And I talked about in one of my other podcasts about forgiveness. Forgiveness can help you turn that around. I do believe we can be forgiven. All of us can be forgiven. But that only comes from one place. And the first thing you have to do is accept Jesus Christ as your Lord to be forgiven. That's the only way you're going to get into heaven. And then, Jesus will introduce you. God, this is my friend, B. He has something to say, and I say, please forgive me. I hope it's that easy. and then consequences, right? Facing the consequences of one's actions can be a wake-up call. Legal repercussions, loss of relationships, and other negative outcomes can prompt individuals to reevaluate their choices. This is true. You get arrested, you're probably going to change. Known some people that have gone through this and they changed for the moment because they were just trying to get out of trouble. But then once that trouble had passed, they're the same old people. And then seeing other people like, you know what? That's not working for me. I think I'm going to try this other way. And they changed. Very proud of them. Empathy and compassion, developing empathy and compassion for others can lead individuals to recognize the pain they've caused and motivate them to make amends. You hear that word amends a lot with the 12-step programs, Alcoholics Anonymous, Drug Addicts Anonymous. If you've ever known one, they may call you up one day, or you may get a letter and say, hey, I'd like to say I'm sorry for this, and they'll say it. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to agree with it. You just have to acknowledge it, and say thank you, hang up the phone, or put the letter down, and that's that. That can really help them. I think that empathy and compassion is huge, and we're missing some of that nowadays. Support systems, having support, network of friends, families, therapists, who believe in the person's capacity to change and can be critical in their transformation. So it's good to have family around you, and, you know, to have friends. Maybe you want to go to a therapist. You know, I say always, you've heard me in other podcasts here on Dot Paul Podcast, Stuff About Stuff. you've heard me say, you know, therapy is good, but don't build your life around it. Get some help and move on. You know, I think also building yourself up with a clergy member, a church family, is very powerful. Grounding yourself to the community is great. So just living in the community as a satellite and just revolving and only just coming into it, in and out of it as you need to or is required, is important. You know, new perspectives, you know, exposure to new ideas, experiences, and positive role models can challenge negative beliefs and help individuals to see a path forward and make positive change. This is very true. New ideas and experiences is where it's at. You can go to a support group and there could be 20 or 30 people and you only hear one person and you go, wow, yeah, that makes sense. Everybody else, they're valid, but it doesn't speak to you. And it's, you know, it may not happen every session. It may take several sessions, and always write things down. And this can be very helpful, these new ideas and experiences. And you never know where this positive role model is going to come from. You know, desire for redemption. Also, some individuals are driven by genuine desire, you know, to make up for their past mistakes and contribute positively to society. I wish this was more true, but it doesn't seem to be, or I don't see that much of it. But some people do. And some people are redeemed in that way. And that's good for society and good for them. Personal growth, you know, people mature, you know, we developed. Values and priorities can shift, you know, leading them to seek a more ethical and fulfilling life. Therapeutic influences are interventions, if you want to call them that. Professional therapy, counseling, rehabilitation programs can help individuals confront the underlying issues that contributed to their harmful behavior. Let me say that again. Rehabilitation programs can help individuals confront the underlying issues that contributed to their harmful behaviors. That's powerful, and it works. And I'll just leave it at that, but that does work. Spirituality and religion, spiritual and religious benefits and practices can inspire individuals to seek forgiveness, make amends, and live in an ethical manner. Learning from your mistakes. This is something that we all should learn from, is learning from our mistakes. Acknowledging past mistakes can serve as a learning experience, motivating us to avoid repeating those behaviors. Talking to you, B. So, you know, we talked about earlier, you know, you'll hear, oh, you've changed, you know, the positive, negative, the neutral, the, you know, conflict or estrangement. We talked about that. And those are all interesting. I personally like the positive one, of course. I'm a positive person. I hope everyone gets that vibe from me here on the podcast. You know, the neutral, I've gotten more of those than anything. People who don't know me, but they know from being around me that I'm different, but they don't personally know me. And then other people that, you know, who actually do know me is like, wow, you know, you have changed. And I had a couple of people tell me, you have changed for the better. You know, thank you. You know, due to a variety of factors that, you know, interact in a complex way, change is a natural part of life. And it can occur on different levels, including behavior, attitudes, beliefs, and personal traits. Here's a couple of those. Life experiences. Yep. Oh, life experiences will mess with you. Significant life events, both positive and negative, can have profound impact on individuals. Experiences such as relationships, trauma, achievements, losses, and transitions can lead to shifts in perspective and behavior. So life events, relationships, has changed many a person, and turned some people sour and have made other people not as sour. Self-reflection. Engaging in introspective and self-awareness can prompt individuals to reevaluate their beliefs, values, and behaviors. This process can lead to personal growth and change. Well, yeah, there's what Michael Jackson sang about the man in the mirror. Dave Ramsey talks about, you know, the problem in your life is you, the reflection in the mirror. I have heard and read in books, you need to have a chat with yourself in a mirror, not just literally do it. I did that, and for a long time, I could not look at myself. And then one day I did, and I forgave myself. And then later, I forgave the other person, and I was able to lift that burden off of me. But I first had to look at myself. And you have to let go of the ego. The ego will hold you down. The truth will set you free. And you know what? It's not that other person's responsibility to forgive you. I think I talked about that in my previous episode on Dot Ball. And, you know, that is them, and you have to do you. But that definitely does work. Self-reflection will help you. Education and learning, you know, acquiring new knowledge and skills can lead to change in behavior and attitudes. Exposure to different perspectives and information can change existing beliefs and inspire personal development. That's why I like the group setting is good. A group of men or group of women or a group of people who are going through the same thing. It could be men and women can then talk and listen and be led. It doesn't have to be a religious leader. It can be a secular leader, a teacher, a curriculum, and you will get something out of it. But you have to make the effort to do it, it will help you. Education helps with everything. And why should this be any different, right? Social and peer influence, you know, like I was just talking about, people we interact with, friends, family, colleagues, mentors, can shape our belief, behavior, and beliefs. Positive role models can inspire change, while negative influence can lead to undesirable effects. Yeah. Cognitive dissonance. What is this? This is one of my bullet points. I should know. When there's a discrepancy between a person's beliefs and actions, they might experience discomfort known as cognitive dissonance. Okay. To alleviate this discomfort, individuals might change their beliefs or behaviors to align them. I'm going to have to go back to that. Maybe I'll do another podcast on this. I need to study that more, to be really honest with you. But it was one of my bullet points from my my scouring of the internet. Water is good. Goals and aspirations. Setting and pursuing goals can lead to behavior change. This is very true. People might alter their actions and priorities to achieve their desired outcomes. That is 100% true. Personal development. Individuals mature and go through different stages of life. Their values, interests, and priorities may naturally evolve. So as that's happening, a lot of us is not aware of it because we think we live a long time. We really don't. 80, 90 years is not that long if you really think about it. There are trees on this planet that are hundreds of years old. The planet itself's got a couple billion years on us, so get back. environmental factors, the environment in which a person lives, the culture, the society, economic factors can influence their behavior and beliefs. Changes in environment can, you know, prompt adaptation. I've gone through a lot of change in the past 6.5 years. Riding pretty high on the hog 6.5 years ago, and suddenly I wasn't. All my own doing. I take full responsibility and I acknowledge that. And it has taken me 6.5 years to get back to that. And on the way, I have seen it all and I feel like I've done it all. And it was hard. It was very hard. But I kept my eye on the prize, kept God in my life, and kept strong people around me, and I made it. And, you know, that whole not making the same mistake again, I will never make that mistake again, ever. You know, health and well-being, physical and mental health conditions can influence behavior and personality. Individuals may make changes to their lifestyle or outlook in response to health challenges. That's true. I've known friends, I'm old enough now, that friends got sick, passed away. Before they passed away, said, F it, I'm buying a Ferrari. Or F it, I'm becoming a nun. These are two extremes. I use them so I don't have to call out anybody's names or personalities. But yeah, I've seen that. And it happens when you know the end is here, or nigh, as they say. You may, you know, just say, you know what? I need to spend more time doing charity work, or I need to spend more time spending my money, or I, you know, whatever it is. And that a lot of change happens then. Some good, some bad. Spiritual and religion, spiritual beliefs and practices can guide individuals toward positive change and personal growth. Amen, brother. Desire for social approval. People might change to fit in a particular group or mob or to gain acceptance from the others. I think that happened to me a couple of times when I was a younger man. I can see that. Time and aging. With the passage of time, individuals may naturally change due to accumulation of experience and personal growth. I like that. Accumulation of experience and personal growth. Well, I've been accumulating for quite a while now. It's just like, you know, my hair didn't turn gray. My hair, those are wisdom hairs. You know, my regular dumb hairs were replaced by wisdom hairs. So I have accumulated experiences. I've had my time in the sun. It was brilliant. It's important to know that change is not always easy, and it can take time. It does take time. Every day, you should wake up and thank God you're alive. Do the best you can. And every day, day in and day out, continue to move forward. You know, or as Vernon would say, accelerate with confidence. What a great saying. Additionally, not all changes are positive. Some shifts in behaviors or beliefs might be detrimental. You got to look out for these. Individual resilience, support systems, and a person's own agency play a role in how they navigate and respond to changes. So you got to watch out. You know, the devil is literally around every corner. Some people recognize this, some people do not. You know, not all change in people is good. You know, it's, you know, there's positive change, negative change, neutral change, like we talked about. It's, you know, change is fundamental in our lives. You know, it encompasses our growth, our adaptation, transformation, shaping our experience, and shaping who we become. If we ever really become anything, I've heard that several times when I was a younger man. It's like, oh, and when I was a boy, when you grow up, what do you want to be? You know, what are you going to become? And I hear that still. You know, I think we're becoming all the time. I think we go through periods. You know, I break down human life in decades. You know, I think we each, you know, there was the, for me, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the aughts, the aught tens, the aught 20s now. That's how I break it down. And I've been becoming that be for a long time. Change can bring both opportunity and challenges, no doubt. And its effects can, you know, ripple through various aspects of our lives. Embracing change with an open mind and willingness to learn and evolve can lead to personal development, new perspectives, and deep understanding of ourselves and the world around us. Remember that change is not always linear or predictable. And that's okay to seek support, reflect on your choices, adjust your path as needed. Whenever the change is positive, negative, or neutral, it's an integral part of the human journey. Allows us to continually learn and improve, create fulfillment. And I personally think it makes us more interesting. Anyone who says I'm the same person I was when I was 21 is a liar. You know, unless they're 21 right now, then, you know, you rock on. Embracing change is a constant in life and can help us navigate its complexities and find opportunities for growth and fulfillment. So not a long monologue today, everybody. But I just want to talk about that because, like I said, I've been seeing that and hearing that. So, again, I hope you all could get something from this and took you away from your daily routine to spend some time with B here on Dot Paul Podcast. And remember, accelerate with confidence.